one. It's the best that it's around. The happy sound of National Radio 1.
Monday.
Toto Coelho from the charts and I Eat Cannibals. Good afternoon to you. This is National Radio 1 on 275 metres and 285 on the medium wave. My name's Pat Sharp, as you've probably guessed by now, because DLT's been chatting about me for the last few minutes. None of it's true. How are you? Nice to talk to you on a Monday afternoon for Steve Wright between 2 and 4.30. This is Kim Carnes. Her new single is called Voya and it's great. Kim Carnes and the new single is called Voya. It's 7 minutes after two on a Monday afternoon. How are you? All right. I shan't mention that this week, I promise you. Just sitting in for Steve for these 5 days during his breakfast show stint. Yes, that's what he's doing. Looking after the shop for Mike Reed. We'll have a look at the weather in just a few moments. But first of all, I must just tell you that lots of oldies this afternoon, and they're all beginning with S, because my name is Sharp, as you've been hearing for the past few moments, haven't you? Yes, Sharp. S-H-A-R-P. All the oldies today beginning with S, tomorrow H, Wednesday A, Thursday R, and Friday P, but I'm sure you'll get the drift of that as we go along. Here's one with S from 77, Buzz Skaggs and the Lido Shuffle.
Lido missed the boat that...
Buzz Skaggs and the Lido Shuffle. It's 10 and a half minutes after two on a Monday afternoon, Radio 1 style. How are you this afternoon? All right, Steve said you look good in the afternoons, and he was right. But then Steve's always right, isn't he? Now, I've been outside, and that noise is the teleprinter weather. DLT's just popped in to see me, so I'll say thanks very much to Dave. And he's amazed that he's actually seen me, so we're picking him up off the floor at the moment. And the weather from the teleprinter, it's coming out of the top of the teleprinter a little like toilet paper, but... There's some good weather today, except for the drizzle. Here is the weather forecast until dawn tomorrow, it says here. Eastern and southern areas will be mostly cloudy with a little drizzle in places at first. Rain in the far northwest, that's Manchester, it will spread southeast towards most parts, like London, during today and tonight. The music continues at 11 minutes after two with Simple Minds and Glittering Prize. That's Simple Minds. It's 2:15, a quarter past two in the afternoon, and I must just tell you that there will be no Damien, no Mavis, and no horrible voice in the afternoons this week, but superb music, superb. Radio 1 plays Carly Simon, and why not? Carly Simon, she's crept into the bottom part of the chart at number 40 with that one. The new single is called Why. It's 18 minutes after two on a Monday. Thanks for joining me. Pat Sharp here on Radio 1.
275-285.
He walked into the party like you were walking onto a
From 1972, and probably the record that she's best remembered for as well. That's called You're So Vain. It's 22 minutes after two. Pat Sharp's here, but you know that because Dave's already told you, hasn't he? Good. What have I got? I've got the news coming up at 2:30. And talking of vanity, I've got a friend who is definitely a self-made man who worships the chap who made him. UB40 and the new single, So Here I Am. So, here I am, and how do you do? Nice to meet you, nice to talk to you this afternoon. If you're in Liverpool, Glasgow, Southampton, Norwich, Cardiff, wherever you are in Great Britain, the music's just for you. Here's Shaking.
You're so hot, what's new, children?
Shaking Stevens and This Old House, right down to the last delicious drop. It's 29 minutes after two, the news is coming up, but after me, Peter Powell at 4:30, including at 5 o'clock a couple of rounds of the record race, and at 6:05, Stepping Out, the latest on the dance music scene. At 7 o'clock, it's Staying Alive with Andy Peebles. 8 o'clock, Mark Ellen sitting in for the holidaying Kid Jensen. And at 10, in stereo, it's John Peel. But meanwhile, it's 29 and a half minutes after two, news time with John Andrew coming straight to the point.
There have been developments at the Polish embassy in Switzerland, which has been taken over by a group of gunmen demanding an end to martial law in Poland.
Sharpie and the S's, 11 minutes after three on a Monday, and I like that sweet Brian Connolly from 7 years ago. I can remember buying that one, and I thought I was young. I don't know. What have we got now? A Mickey Most special for you. This is called The Dirt That She Walks Is On Sacred Ground to Me, and it comes new from Hot Club, written by Glenn Matlock, former Sex Pistol. New single from Hot Club. It's exactly 3:15. Pat Sharp's here on Radio 1. Yes, we've been talking for an hour and a quarter now, and I already feel I know you. We've got a new voice and an old record. It's the best way to do it, isn't it? From 1967, a Eurovision winner, Sandy Shaw, and a puppet on a string, one of my favourites.
String.
Splendid 67 style as well. The oldies are the best, aren't they? I do like them. Good memories for me. And all beginning with S today. Tomorrow H, Wednesday A. I've told you. Now, talking of Sandy Shaw, she was a lady who never wore shoes on stage. That was her trademark when she was around. And another lady who was wearing shoes, actually, yesterday. In fact, rugby boots. Not very elegant for a lady, you may say, but it made a change from her last appearance at Twickenham was Erica Rowe. This time she was playing in a 7-a-side charity match, and it's reported that Erica was streaking past most of the players. Gary, Flying Newman, and White Boys and Heroes.
Radio 1, stay alive.
And on this week's edition of the programme, tonight at 7 o'clock, I can offer you hiccups, home computers, and the SAS. Dr. Alan Marion Davis will be wending his way through the whys and the wherefores of hiccups and sneezes, as well as joining me to talk about the value and the practice of psychoanalysis. Steve Wright, well, he'll be previewing the new film Brimstone and Treacle, which stars Sting. And I'll be meeting author Tony Geraghty, who'll be giving me the inside story about the SAS. If you're interested in home computers, but don't know a byte from a RAM, then Tim Hartnell talks in basic terms about taking up this fascinating hobby. Do join me, Andy Peebles, for this week's edition of Staying Alive, on the air tonight at 7 o'clock.
275-285, Radio 1.
And this is Explainer at 3:21 on a Monday. The chap is Winston Henry. He comes from New York, and this is all about a lady longing to go home to Jamaica. Have a listen. Great stuff. 3:21, Monday afternoon with Pat Sharp for Steve Wright on Radio 1. Hi!
Taxi, taxi, airport galley.
Lorraine and Explainer, 3:25. If you're in a car at the moment, I might have something for you. Can I borrow your ears for a moment, please?
Beep, 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 yeah! Traffic news from Radio 1.
And in South Wales, new roadworks started today on the M4 between junctions 35 and 37 to the west of Cardiff, but you probably know that if you're there. There are lane closures during the daytime only, and on the A74 Glasgow to Carlisle Road, there are new roadworks about 6 miles north of Carlisle, so allow for delays. Have you ever noticed when it says roadworks? It doesn't. And finally, the A1M in Northumbria has a section closed for resurfacing at the A69 interchange south of Newcastle, and there are diversions on the A182 and A1231. All those numbers, I hope they mean something to you, and I hope you're not too stuck up at the moment wherever you are on Britain's roads. Take it easy, and remember one thing: if you are driving, make sure you've got a car.
Be a safe driver.
And up to news with Grand Master Flash and the Furious Five. And the message, it's Pat Sharp for Steve Wright. That's the message. New DJ on Radio 1. Thanks for your company. Nice to be here. Good afternoon. The news is next.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me...
Grand Master Flash and the Furious Five, and that's called The Message. And that, for your information, is a club rap. If you don't go to discos, that's what you hear in the clubs at the moment. Straight in at number 19. Coming straight to the point, stay sharp. I'll be back in a moment. Here's John Andrew.
Radio 1 News.
Reports from Switzerland say shots have been heard from inside the Polish embassy in the Swiss capital Bern. So far, these reports have not been confirmed. The Union of Communication Workers has urged its 200,000 members to take industrial action for up to 4 hours. That's it. More news on One at 4:30.
Thank you, John. Who's playing the piano? Splendid stuff. Status quo rocking all over the world.